Steve, thanks very much. It's Bill Leff with you here on WGN. It's Wendy's birthday, so she has the rest of the day off. She'll be back on Monday. My friend Tom Appel joins us right now. Tom is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, also the editor of CGDailyDrive.com. If you want to know anything about cars, good or bad, it's in those two websites. Tom, thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
Greatly appreciate it. You are genuinely excited by what you've seen at the auto show, huh?
The mothership has called me home.
It's that good, huh?
This is God's birthday present to me every year.
All right, let's walk through some of the highlights.
Yeah.
Who, in your opinion, of everything you saw, and you were there last night and again today,
yeah,
right? Who is just hands down, is there somebody who's just the best this year?
Wow, who is
That's
the
That's hard
best?
To say.
You know what's kind of cool this year? Cadillac has again redone its site.
Yeah,
its place at the show. It's very clean and very simple, and I would argue very luxury oriented and very elegant.
But you would expect that from Cadillac, wouldn't you? That's not a surprise.
You would. I think in the past they've had sort of monolithic things going on. It kind of looked big and maybe overdone.
Yeah.
Now it's classy.
They streamlined it a little bit and got it right. Is there a car in particular from Cadillac that you were most excited about?
You know what's fun there right now is the. ATS-V.
Yeah.
That's the little caddy stuffed full of turbocharged V6 goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's fun.
Who among the car dealers, who of the car companies, I should say, who's trying the most to reinvent themselves? Is there somebody who's really said, all right, we've tried one direction, now we want to do this?
Hyundai's got something interesting going on. I think everyone knows who Hyundai is.
Yeah.
And Hyundai has two cars in its lineup, the Genesis and the Equus,
yeah,
which are large, near luxury and luxury rear-wheel drive cars, and they're sort of making a play for European luxury cars,
yeah,
with mixed success. They've decided that Genesis now is going to become a brand new brand, so it's an all
on its
brand.
Own.
Yeah, they're going to sell eventually seven different products under the Genesis banner. Now, unlike Acura, which came from Honda, and Lexus that came from Toyota, and Infiniti that came from Nissan, they're not going to go with separate stores. So this is where this is an interesting experiment. These Genesis outlets will be inside existing Hyundai stores, but they'll have their own little areas and their separate salesmen.
What's in it for Hyundai to do something that dramatic? Why would they do that?
I think because they want to move up market, and they can't do it with the Hyundai name.
We've already branded it. We know what Hyundai means, and this is a chance to kind of reinvent themselves.
Yeah, Hyundai is so closely associated with value.
Yeah, right.
I think that you can't sell luxury products under that banner. So Genesis is now a separate brand.
Yeah. Everybody was excited a couple years ago about the reemergence of muscle cars, and that doesn't seem to be going away. Was that as prominent this year as it's been in the last couple?
It is for a couple of reasons. One thing, Chrysler, which is now part of FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, has a test track at the auto show.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to get in line right away in the morning when you get there. But one of the things they're doing is taking people for drag strip rides. So you get in the car, and it's
really
way shorter than, yeah, I don't know how long it is, but it's indoor, it's loud, and it's fun to see. It's completely over the top. So they're taking people for rides, and they're just full throttle from a stop runs for, I don't know how far it is, maybe a little bit short of an eighth of a mile. It's ridiculous. It's
how
cool.
How fast are they going on this?
They must be getting 80 miles an hour.
Are they really?
Yeah, maybe 70.
And just to be clear, with the test drives, you don't get to drive it. You get to sit in the passenger seat or the back seat while they drive.
Yeah, because at some point that would end badly. It would almost have to.
How long were the lines for this?
Well, they haven't opened up yet.
Oh, so they haven't?
Yeah, I haven't seen the lines.
But it's going to be big.
It'll be popular. It's got to be popular.
All right, go through some of the other things that really got your attention there at the auto show. What'd you like?
You know what I liked is that Nissan had made a large truck play a couple of years ago. They brought up the Titan pickup, and they had an Armada large SUV based on that. Neither of which quite hit the target. They never sold well, and maybe didn't quite match the competition. They just brought out a new Titan pickup. We're learning about that as we speak. But they brought out a new crossover, not a crossover, but large SUV called the Armada again. And this is based on an international product called the Patrol. And it's kind of a cool vehicle.
Where is the Patrol? Where would we see that prior to now in the U.S.?
Pan-Asian markets and like Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool, it's a legitimate like sort of desert crawler vehicle.
Yeah.
Luxed up for the U.S., but that'll be on sale soon, and that's at the show, and that's well worth a look.
You like that. All right, gas prices have been nice and low of late.
They have.
Is that reflective at all in what you're seeing? You know, because you hear terms like gas guzzler, and people have been leery to buy bigger vehicles because of the price of gas. But now that the price is down, does that get reflected there at the auto show?
I think there might be just a little bit more emphasis on performance, but no one is going to commit. No manufacturer is going to commit to product. Like, they're not going to build bigger, heavier
vehicles. Those days are gone.
Yeah, it's just it would be a dangerous play.
Yeah. All right, texts are starting to come in for you, and you can call in or text in at 312-981-7200. Leo says, by way of text, on an eighth of a mile track, you're only getting up to 55 to 60 miles per hour at the very most. I don't know. Are they? I bet they could go faster if they really wanted
to. There used to be something called eighth mile racing. I know nothing about it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much space they have on this track. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So Leo could be right.
815 says, what do you think of the new Mazda Miata? Did they bring back the Mazda Miata?
And it's at the show.
Really?
Yeah, Miata was redesigned. Was redesigned for 2016. It's at the show. It is a delight to drive. It's as much fun as it's ever been. Got some crispy new lines. It looks like the new Mazda. Additionally, it shares its platform with a new Fiat, the Fiat 124, and that's at the show as well.
What? Now, take me through the paces of why, because the Miata was always kind of a highly regarded car, but it went away. What was the decision like to bring it back? What happened?
Well, it never actually went away. Just sales slowed down,
and
Mazda stopped promoting it. Partly because it was just very low volume.
But they've been making it for years?
For
really?
Years, yeah. Oh, there was never really a break in the manufacturing. One of the things that happens, too, is when a product that doesn't sell that well is on an individual platform, it's going to languish for a while because there's not a lot of money in it. It's more of a halo car.
Yeah.
So for the last few years, it hasn't been promoted, hasn't been talked about. At its peak, it sold about 30,000 units a year.
Oh, that's not many, is it?
Not for a major manufacturer.
No. What was the Honda car that had the, was it the Del Sol that had the snap-off top?
Yeah. Yeah, the Del Sol sort of replaced what was called the CRX.
Yeah.
In their lineup, but it was a sporty little two-seat thing. And it had, a Targa-style roof where there was a single panel you could remove.
Right.
And get something close to a convertible.
Right. Somebody had a car, you'll know this, I can't think of who's putting this out. It looks like a convertible, but it's not a convertible because it doesn't have a top. Do you know what I'm referring to? Does that make sense? I saw it on TV a couple of nights ago, and I thought to myself, that could definitely work in a warm weather situation like California or Florida, but I can't imagine anyone in Chicago buying a car that just out and out doesn't have a top to it.
Top of mind, I can't think of what that might
be. No one was showing that at the show?
Not that I saw.
All right. It could exist. We just don't know.
I'm sure it does exist.
All right. Here's another Miata call, or a text, I should say. 708 says, my Miata is 21 years old this year, and I'm super excited that there's a new one. Here's one. 219 says, are there any reviews in yet for the new Buick Avista?
No, not yet.
What is the Buick Avista? I don't know that one at all.
The Avista actually may not be produced. That was a coupe show car from Detroit. I think that's at the Chicago show. Beautiful car. But it's a large-ish coupe.
Yeah.
And actually, it's a smallish coupe. Forgive me. It's based on the Camaro chassis. But that may not see production.
So this is considered in the bracket of concept cars at this point? And when something like this is, they put it all through concept stages and then it isn't produced, that's based on what exactly? Why wouldn't they produce it?
It ends up being a styling exercise. So what they do is they put it out there and they want to gauge just general reaction to the look. Is this a direction we want to go?
Yeah.
And if you like that car, Buick did just roll out the Cascada, which is a small convertible. Mm-hmm. It looks a lot like that.
Oh, does it? All right.
A little bit smaller and maybe not as ambitious, but
still with a back seat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. If you have any questions or comments for Tom Appel, we're at 312-981-7200. We'll take those calls in just a little bit. It's Bill Left. Wendy Snyder has the rest of the day off, and it's WGN. It's Bill Left along with Tom Appel. Tom is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive and the editor of cgdailydrive.com. Several people on the text line, many people, saw what I saw the other night on TV. One person said, Bill, I saw that same car that you asked about. It was a tealish color. It was. I was just telling you, Tom, off air, that they were going for like a 60s vibe, much like Mini Cooper has a dated look. That's what they were going for. Somebody said that they've seen the car and it's called the new Ted Cruz. And they spell that C-R-U-I-S-E. I'm pretty sure that's incorrect. here's one. I don't know if you'll know the answer to this. How does the new Ford app work? Is there a new Ford app that you're aware of?
I don't know exactly. There are Ford apps, plural, so I don't know which one they're talking about. But there is an app that allows you to keep tabs on your kids and certain Ford vehicles.
In what capacity? How would that work?
You can limit. You can keep track of range, how far they drive. You can limit the volume of the radio, and keep track of speeds traveled.
I like all that.
Yeah.
Is there a way to make sure that they can't use their cell phones to text or talk while they're driving? Because that's the one I want more than anything.
Actually, I think there is. At least for you not to do that through the My4Touch program.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. That's not a bad idea. All right. There's several people on the line. We're at 312-981-7200 if you'd like to talk to Tom Appel about cars and the car show. Let's start out with Bob. Hey, Bob. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead. Did you have a question for Tom?
Yeah, I was wondering, I guess out in California or something, a couple of years ago, they had a kit for basically a Camaro that was coming out with the Trans Am. Are we ever going to see the Trans Am again, the GMC?
No, the Trans Am was a Pontiac property, and Pontiac was discontinued in 2009 and 2010. I doubt we'll see that name. But yeah, I have seen aftermarket conversions for the Camaro with seriously mixed results.
Really?
Okay. Yeah,
I'm not sure they look like Pontiacs.
The pictures were nice.
Oh, if they look nice, I mean, I'm sure they exist, and I've seen pictures. You can do it.
Okay.
You can make your Camaro look like a Pontiac if you want to.
Sorry about the bad news, Bob. You know, it's funny because that name Trans Am, it holds something to us. We love the thought of the Trans Am. Somebody couldn't reinvent it a little bit and buy the name somehow? Is that a possibility?
Well, the name actually was purchased.
It was.
It was a racing series in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Really popular.
Yeah.
And yeah, that name could, in fact, be used again by someone else.
We want to see more eagle decals on our cars, Tom. That's what we want as a people.
Absolutely.
I want that. Yeah. All right, let's go to Carl. He has a question for you. Carl, go ahead. You're on with Tom Appel.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. Just came in from the warm weather outside. Happened to recognize Tom's voice from Steve and Johnny from Wigan.
Sure.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm good, thanks.
Hello, Bill, as well. Listen, just a quick question. A friend of mine is considering, and correct me if I'm right or wrong, Mercedes-Benz, is there a C63 coupe that may be a 16 or a 17?
Yes.
If you have any thoughts on that?
Haven't driven it. It looks awesome, and it's probably awesome. It's also probably very expensive.
Yeah.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's strictly a two-passenger vehicle. There is a rear seat, but it'll be nearly useless, and it'll be completely a blast to drive.
Gotcha.
Thanks,
I'll
Carl.
Pass it on, gentlemen. Stay warm.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Talk about that rear seat that is unusable, basically unusable. The purpose of that is what exactly?
A couple of things. Some people just won't buy a car that doesn't have a rear seat.
Yeah.
It just makes the thing a no deal. Additionally, insurance costs sometimes go up for two-seaters.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, like the Porsche 911 has a rear seat for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know who you'd hit enough to stick back there.
If you're driving around with Mr. Pretzel or something and you want to put him in the back, it's easy to do. What about, I keep reading about what they're calling the affordable, and then they're snickering, the affordable Tesla.
Right.
It is less money than the Teslas we've seen in the past, but it's still kind of an expensive car, isn't it?
Well, the affordable Tesla is the Model 3, and that's due later this year. And the points they're looking for are 200 miles of range and $35,000. Those are the promised Elon Musk-endorsed ranges.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what comes of that. Right now, they're having a hard time delivering the crossover they just launched, the Model X.
Because? Any specific reason?
Presumably, manufacturing issues.
Oh, all right.
Having to do with the weird gullwing doors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of gullwing doors, did I read this right? Somebody's reinventing the DeLorean. Is that a possibility?
Somebody is going to start rebuilding those. Yeah, there's a company that will put together one from old pieces.
Yeah.
And now what they're going to do is put a modern engine and driveline in it.
Could that be a hit?
I don't think it'll be a big hit.
But a cult favorite.
Yeah, it would be really hard to make that car feel modern.
Yeah,
I bet. It's a very old car.
Yeah, yeah. The DeLorean came out in 1980... Early 80s?
It was early 80s.
82, 83 maybe?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Kathy. Kathy, hi, you're on with Tom Appel. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Tom. You were talking about the Chrysler test drag race, and I just wanted to let you know my husband actually did that a couple weekends ago in Arizona at the Barrett Jackson auction, and you get up to about... They floor it, they go 60 miles an hour in about 3 seconds, and then they got to slam on the brakes.
So it's a good solid 0 to 60 run. Well, that's fun.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Kathy. Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Sure.
Take
okay,
care. You. Tom, you wrote something recently that I wanted you to comment on. I love this. This is a beautiful piece of nostalgia. The strangest looking vehicles of 1986.
Yes.
Is there a reason you chose 1986?
Only because all three of those vehicles were there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the 80s were a treasure trove of automotive weirdness, and I love these cars.
Go through them with me. What are we seeing? I know number one is a Nissan, right?
Yeah, the Nissan Stanza Wagon, which is a... It looks to me like a backdrop from a Bond film. It could be a shuttle vehicle in Moonraker.
Right.
And it's actually a super functional vehicle. It's sort of a high station wagon with sliding side doors, but there isn't a curve on that vehicle.
It's a little on the boxy side.
Yeah, a little bit.
It really is. And how long did the Nissan Stanza Wagon last? It didn't last long, did it?
Like two model years.
That's about it, yeah. All right, another on the list is the 86, the Mercur. Is that how you say that?
Mercur.
Mercur.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the XR4 Ti.
Yeah.
Again, shaped unfortunately, right? Is that fair?
Yeah, there's a couple of weird elements to it. The front end is almost completely flush. So the headlights end up looking a little bit like bug eyes, and there's no grill. It's an awesome look, and some I kind of like it. But the really weird part was the twin plane rear deck,
mm-hmm.
which looks like something off a very old airplane, and it's a little incongruous with the rest of the car.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense when you see it. And then the third one that you list is the Nissan Stanza Wagon that had the bottom of it had stripes that say 19. It doesn't literally say 1986, but when you see it, you can look at it and go, that looks like the year 1986.
That's about the time striking started to show up on the bottom of a car, and yeah. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah. One more car question I have for you. During the Super Bowl and then in subsequent days, I keep seeing more ads for Jaguar. That's the way I pronounce it, but they used to call it Jaguar,
uh-huh.
and now they pronounce it an even different way, which is Jaguar. Like that.
Yeah.
Why do they keep pronouncing it that way? And the football team says Jaguars, so who's right?
I think if we say Jaguar, people will talk about how we talk about it.
But are they purposely messing with us because they keep changing the pronunciation and none of them are right, I don't think.
I think they're trying to figure out just how obedient the media is.
It works.
Yeah.
It works. All right, tell us what you have coming up on the websites. What's coming up at both of your fine websites?
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, right now we have all of our Chicago Auto Show coverage is up right now, and that's mm-hmm. at the CG Daily Drive blog.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't decided what I'm writing yet, but I'll put up something I promise will be funny on Monday.
And you're going back, aren't you? You're
not
done.
I'm going back now. Yeah. Going back now.
It's just that good. There's that much to see and do, isn't there?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, you could walk around it forever.
And remind me now, it runs now through when exactly?
It opens tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it runs through next Sunday evening.
Oh, it's just press now.
Yep.
Opens tomorrow, and then, like you said, it goes
through
Sunday.
Yeah, and if you go, absolutely download the app.
Okay.
Two cool things. One, you get a map, which is super useful.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you get registered to win a Buick Encore.
That wouldn't be bad.
Why wouldn't you do it?
That would not be bad.
Free app.
Read Tom Appel's work at Consumer Guide Automotive and also cgdailydrive.com. Thank you. Great to see you.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it, Tom. A break, some news, and then more show coming your way next. It's Bill Leff on WGN.